Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing to recognize in our gospel lesson for today is that Jesus is intentionally fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 9. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And so Jesus, in his final coming to Jerusalem, wants it to be known that he is the king who comes to the city of Jerusalem to prosecute the work of God on behalf of the people. Now, the picture that is set before us is the picture of a conquering general king who comes fresh from the battlefield in victory over the enemies of the people, and he comes in triumph into the city in order to receive the accolades of the people and in order to take his throne and to reign as king. That's the picture that this is meant to stir up in our minds. Now, when a great general came, he not only brought a long train of the spoils of war, all the riches taken from the enemy and brought to the holy city, but he also brought a train of captives who would be for the service of the nation. All right. Now, Jesus, the king promised in the Old Testament, he comes bringing two things in his train. Number one is the multitude of prophetic fulfillments. Jesus, at every step of the way, in his life, his birth, his public ministry, his deeds, all were prophesied and promised in the scriptures of the Old Testament, and all were gloriously fulfilled in him and in his words and in his deeds. So he comes bringing fulfilled prophecy. He also comes bringing many and various miracles, all of which fulfill the promises of the Old Testament and point to him as the one to whom we should give our faith and the one to whom we should give our attention. Every miracle that Jesus performed proclaimed him to be the one who was long promised by God to be the Savior of the world. And now in this one climactic act where Jesus intentionally fulfills Zechariah 9:9, and I should say also intentionally fulfills Isaiah 62:11, because what Matthew does in this little short verse is he connects together Isaiah 62, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold thy salvation cometh, and Zechariah 9:9, which says, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. So Jesus comes in this one intentional fulfillment to let it be known that he confesses himself publicly to be the Messiah King of Israel, and that he has come to the holy city to reign. All right? But his reign is a different kind of reign. All right? His reign is one in which he comes in meekness, right? In meekness, riding upon an ass, and he comes bringing salvation. So what Jesus is really telling us is that he has come to Jerusalem to offer his life unto death for the salvation of the world. Now, he sends his disciples, and they go and they get the ass and the colt, and they bring them to Jesus. And they put their clothes, their robes, over to make a kind of a saddle. And they sit Jesus on the donkey. And almost like spontaneous combustion, things start to happen. All right? The Bible tells us that the disciples, and you know, Jesus says, go get the donkey, bring him to me if anyone says anything to you. They go and they do it and they bring it back, probably not thinking much. What's he up to? You know, what's Jesus up to? But the minute that they sit him on the donkey and they start going down the road, everybody starts to do Zechariah 9:9. And everybody starts to do Psalm 118. Nobody told them. Jesus, this was not a Christmas pageant. All right? Jesus did not say, okay, guys, now here's the way it's going to go. I'm going to sit on that donkey. And the minute that I sit on that donkey and the donkey takes his first steps, you guys start singing, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he. Nothing like that happened. Jesus simply sat on the donkey, and the donkey began to walk, and everybody just filled in the blanks. The people that were going to Jerusalem, the people in front of Jesus and his disciples, and the people following Jesus and his disciples, the road was crammed with pilgrims for the festival. They all spontaneously, when they see Jesus sitting on this donkey, and they recall all the miracles and the fulfillments of prophecy, they immediately say that he is the Messiah, the King of Israel, and they start reciting chants from Psalm 118. So I will take you there and show you how they did this. Psalm 118 is a psalm about the Messiah King who comes to the holy city to reign and to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it says this in Psalm 118. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. So Jesus is the righteous one who is worthy to go through the gates of righteousness. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. Notice this now. The stone which the builders rejected is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Notice the people are well aware of the wonders of Jesus, his fulfilled prophecies and his miracles and his wonderful teachings. But they are also well aware that the leadership of the nation hates and opposes Jesus. And so when they start quoting Psalm 118, they quote this passage that includes the words, "The stone which was rejected by the builders has become the head of the corner." That the Messiah, despite the fact that he will be rejected, he is still the Messiah and he's still the King. "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And then it says in our King James Version, it says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord." The word "save now" in Hebrew is Hosanna. Hosanna. And so, what began way back in the day as a prayer begging for salvation now becomes a confession that salvation has been achieved for us by the Messiah. And so, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord," has become Hosanna to the Son of David. That is praise and prosperity. Long live the Christ. Long live the Messiah. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You see that? Now, Jesus didn't tell anybody to say any of that stuff, but everybody starts saying it, and they keep saying it while Jesus rides around the corner of the Mount of Olives and comes up the final entrance through the gates of the city of Jerusalem and comes into town. And by the time they get into the town, with everybody waving palm branches and everybody singing all of these wonderful hymns of praise from Psalm 118, fulfilling Zechariah 9:9 right before their very eyes, without being coached to do so, the people of the city of Jerusalem are moved and they say, "Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth in Galilee." And so today, we are invited to see in Jesus the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is worthy of all worship and devotion. But we see him as the one who is the stone rejected by the builders, who has become the head of the corner, and he has done so in order to be our Savior. Jesus comes to the city of Jerusalem in order to suffer and die for the sins of the world. But for now, we rejoice in him as the one who is the fulfillment of God's promises, beginning in Genesis 3, all throughout the Old Testament, that the Savior will come. And that's what Advent is all about. And that's what our expectation is, that Christ, who has come, still comes to us, and on the last day will come again to judge the quick and the dead. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.